Joining me now live on the South Shore's Midday Report, we have Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I imagine you, like just about every other official in the state, is waiting and watching to see what happens when this storm comes in this weekend and wondering what kind of preparations the city of Brockton is taking.
Yeah, we have actually an in-person slash Zoom meeting today from 2:15 to 3:15 with all the applicable departments. We are definitely watching it, but we're planning right now, and we always plan for the worst and hope for the best. But it does look like we're going to get some significant inches. You know, they're saying 16 to 18. Looks like the city of Champions could be in the bullseye of the storm, but you know, I'm really concerned about power outages as well. So we'll be meeting with all the respective departments today.
Okay, that sounds good. And of course, we'll probably be checking back with you about that. You've also made a new hire that is someone right in your office, and this involves diversity and inclusion.
Absolutely. It's historic. Yolanda Kender is her name, and she's awesome. She's based in my office, but she is for the entire city of Brockton. So it's never been done. It has been done on the school side last year with Renee Hayward, but she just comes with a wealth of knowledge and experience, and she's just going to be a wonderful addition to the city team here. So I'm really, I'm so proud that she decided to come and work for the City of Champions.
Now, how does a position like that work? Does she make sure that there is diversity and inclusion throughout every department? How does a position like that actually work?
Yeah, I mean, when I took the oath of office January 6th of 2020, one of my statements was we want to have, first of all, professional, skilled people that reflect the city of Brockton. And Brockton's a wonderful, diverse community. So she is just another addition to this wonderful team. It's going to be day-to-day in terms of, you know, training. We've done unconscious bias training in the past and microaggression training. So it's also to listen is to learn. So we're going to listen to her and learn from her and collaborate with her. And you know, Brockton is really on the upswing right now, and the number one thing is the people that live and work in the city of Brockton.
What about, and of course, we can never talk too much about what's happening with COVID, the Omicron variety right now. We know in Plymouth County, through the county commissioners, they've been able to get a number of tests to bring to every community that's in Plymouth County to help make that a little bit easier. Are you part of that program?
We are, and I am very thankful for the three commissioners and Treasurer O'Brien. We're picking up our allotment tomorrow in the morning, Friday morning, down in Plymouth. And, you know, it's all hands on deck. So I'm really thankful to be able to be a recipient. We've also been beneficiary of recipients from Brockton Neighborhood Health Center here in the city of Brockton as well. And I've spent over $250,000 of my own to purchase test kits. But, you know, the statistics and the data don't lie. We're at 507 loss of life, so we've lost 507 residents and 28,343 total cases, Christine. And right now, active cases are 1,234. So the hospitals are still really at full capacity, and the census numbers show that, you know, it's not going away. So we need to be proactive. And the commissioners and the treasurer and all the county officials are representing and helping all the municipalities that make up Plymouth County, and I'm really thankful for that.
Well, we appreciate you joining us today and hope you stay warm, safe, and dry this weekend. Again, that's...
Be safe this weekend and dig out if you need to.
Thank you. Again, that's...
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Again, that's Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. We'll be back right after this.